This is People First Radio On Demand, podcasts, streaming, and MP3 downloads, available when you want to listen at chly.ca, iTunes, and at the People First Radio website.
CHLY 101.7 FM, Vancouver Island. On the web, www.chly.ca.
Atira Women's Resource Society has opened an 18-unit single-room accommodation facility for young women in the downtown east side of Vancouver. The society says it is responding to an urgent need for low-barrier supportive housing for girls and young women who are homeless or in unsafe conditions. But opposition to the move has been fierce and considerable. Most of the concern seems to focus on the location and the use of a building in the downtown east side. But other concerns have been expressed about the process that led to the project's opening and plans for the way it will operate.
We're joined on the phone by Janice Abbott, who is the CEO of Atira Women's Resource Society. Welcome to People First Radio, Janice.
Hi. Thanks for having me.
Janice, tell us about the needs that led to this particular project, and who are the young women that you are trying to help?
The genesis for the project was about a visit I had from a youth-serving agency called Watari Youth and Family Services here, who, despite the availability of rent supplements to young women, had a small group of young women who weren't willing to access them, who weren't willing to live the downtown east side, and those young women are homeless. So this is meant as a transitional facility where young women can come in, not have to leave the community, and then hopefully after 3 to 12 months, we'll be ready to move on.
What are the particular challenges of the young women that we're looking at or discussing today?
So many of the young women will have all of the young women will have experienced significant trauma. So they are likely involved in the foster care system. They have fled seeking refuge from their homes. They may be street involved with folks who are dangerous to them.
You have 15 rooms for women between the ages of 16 and 24. It's not permanent housing. It's transitional. How will Emoto operate?
So there are going to be two live-in house coordinators. In addition, there are a host of collaborators or partner agencies who will be providing in-reach. They include BC Women's Hospital, who will be doing healthcare services, nurse practitioners on site, Watari Youth and Family Services, the Boys and Girls Club of Greater Vancouver, Covenant House, Inner City Youth Mental Health Team. We also have partnerships with both the UBC and UVic School of Social Work, who have graduate level master's students who will be on site.
At least one young woman is already living in the building, and more residents are expected to arrive soon. What are you hearing from them?
So the main thing we're hearing is I think we have four women living at present. They are young women, but they are all adults, so they're over the age of 19. They are grateful to have a place to rest their head at night, to be able to do their laundry, to take a shower, to have something to eat. So it's all the things that most of us take for granted.
This is People First Radio on CHLY, across the islands and streaming online at chly.ca.
The Vancouver-based Atira Women's Resource Society says there is an urgent need for low-barrier supportive housing for young women in the downtown east side in Vancouver. Girls and young women who are homeless or in unsafe housing face enormous challenges and risks, including violence and abuse, gender exploitation, substance use, racism, poverty, pregnancy, poor physical health, and barriers to accessing support and services. But Atira's new Emoto housing for young women has drawn sharp criticism, primarily because it is located in the downtown east side itself, but also for the process involved in its opening and the plans for its operation. We're speaking with Atira CEO Janice Abbott.
Janice, last week you met with neighborhood residents and community advocates who reportedly, and this is from the newspaper accounts, who reportedly pleaded with you to stop the plans for Emoto. What are their concerns?
I think that they're concerned about the location, the primary concern.
And why would they be concerned about the location?
I'm not sure I'm the best person to answer that question. I don't see the location as the problem. They do.
What did you hear at the meeting? What did you hear in terms of concerns at the meeting?
What I heard was that folks are concerned about the community, about the other folks who live here, and about the people who live here.
Now, there's also been pointed criticism of the process leading up to the opening of the housing. Tell us more about that, the process that was involved.
So, as I said, the genesis was a conversation with Watari. Not long after, when Michelle came to see me, she was actually looking to house the young women in housing that Atira already runs for adult women. And after a brief conversation, I felt that... that the housing that we ran was probably not the best place for young women. So not long afterwards, a building became available that Atira bought with financing from Van City and went through a process of raising the money to do the renovation. We invited a host of partner communities to the table. My understanding is that it's felt that we didn't invite enough partner agencies to the table.
I'm wondering what's happening right now. What is the status of the project itself, and what are you hearing from people that have continuing concerns?
So one of the biggest issues is that folks with concerns haven't been speaking directly to me or to any of the partner agencies. So I don't hear much from them except through the media. I did attend a meeting, but the most of the folks who were significantly concerned did not show up at the meeting. I think there was one of the group of folks. So, you know, one of the biggest issues is the lack of communication.
Janice Abbott, we have just a moment left in our conversation today. I'm wondering if there's anything else you'd like to add.
I think the main thing for folks to know is that the young women that we're housing already live here. I live about two blocks from the house, so I walk through the community to and from work every morning, every afternoon. I see young women in the alleys. We're housing in a lot of our single-room accommodation hotels, women of the same age. So once you're 19, you can pretty much live anywhere you want. So we manage about 16 single-room accommodation hotels. And have, you know, 20% of our residents are women in that age group. The hotels are difficult places. I think what Emoto provides is an alternative where young women can feel safe and explore options they may not have known were available to them.
Janice Abbott, thank you very much for taking the time to join us today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, all the best.
Okay.
Janice Abbott is CEO of Atira Women's Resource Society and Atira Property Management. Atira Property Management offers property management services in Greater Vancouver. The company uses its profits to fund the Atira Women's Resource Society's housing and support programs for women and children who have been impacted by violence. You can find Atira online at atira.bc.ca.
This is a People First Radio podcast. People First Radio is an initiative of Columbian Center Society in partnership with Radio Malaspina Society and produced at CHLY Community Radio in Nanaimo, British Columbia. The opinions expressed in this interview do not necessarily reflect the opinions of the partnering organizations. Visit us online. Just Google People First Radio to find our webpage.